Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Segment one, we're going to talk about the Lansing City Council and like to bring in Councilwoman Carol Wood. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Jack. Long time.
Well, in terms of what's going on in the summer, I guess there's never an off season for council, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Anywhere from the consolidation of the 911 to make safe for demolish to zoning issues that are before us. So we keep right on trucking along.
Well, the consolidation of 911 is of particular interest because it's a couple of blocks from here, it looks like.
Yes.
Jolly and Cedar, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding of the location that the 911 Advisory Committee has recommended to the county. Part of that is because the county already owns the property. There's enough opportunity to expand, and it would cut down on the cost of acquisition of property, along with the fact that they would be able to tie into a number of contracts that they already have dealing with maintenance and some of those issues.
Okay, so that's an important consideration, I think, everyone working together. And once again, I guess it shows what happens when people cooperate, collaborate, instead of always compete.
Well, and again, I think for a lot of people, when the 911 centers were originally put together, that the county actually entered into an agreement with both East Lansing and Lansing to give those services. And the revenue that was collected on your phone bill, when you see that 911 amount that's on there each time you pay your phone bill, was to pay for those services 100%. Okay. Well, over a period of time, it was found out that they weren't able to pay for them 100%. Most municipalities, ours and East Lansing's as an example, the city was having to pay an additional 5% above the cost of what we were receiving, which was about $261,000 a year. And when you add that to the number of years that we've had a 911 center, that does add up. So the ability to, again, not have to raise a millage and to give the services, how do we make this work for the public? And the advisory board got together about looking at consolidating those services into one center, and that's where we are now. The City of East Lansing passed a resolution in support. The City of Lansing has passed a resolution in support. Now starts the process of putting a design together and going to bid, and then adding on to the center, and then moving from there.
I want to talk about someone who has passed away, a former city councilman.
Chris Berryamas.
Yes. You probably know him well. A lot of people in this town found to be a very friendly, familiar face, of course, from Sparty's Coney Island, the Berryamas Cleaners, Berryamas Tuck Shop. Can you share any memories of Chris with us?
Well, actually, it's really funny because my first memories of Chris had to do with a house that we used to live in right next door to where my mom, where we eventually grew up. And there was, that was a rental property, and the owner had sold it and wanted to do a rezoning. And that was the first experience that our family had was dealing with Mr. Berryamas. He happened to be chair of the Development and Planning Committee at the time, and it actually was going to build a parking lot that was going to come through into a residential area, and there was some concerns about what that would do to the neighborhood and encroaching into that. I know at the time that my dad, as well as some of the other people, went and talked to him, and ended up with much more buffering and things that they were able to do to protect the neighborhood and made a difference that way. But that was my first experience with Chris. And then over the years, since I've been on council, there's been more than one time I've picked up the phone and talked to Chris about an issue, and he's also picked up the phone and given me his advice on some things. So he will be missed.
I know he picks up the phone and gives advice. I can vouch for that. I've had several of those discussions with him, and it's hard to change his mind. But, you know, he was always coming from the heart. So.
Absolutely was. Absolutely was. And really loved this community. And I think, you know, that's one of the things, is having somebody that not only represented you but stayed here, put his money where his mouth was, put his money into his business, put his money into his residence, and continued to flourish in Lansing, whether he was serving us in an elected capacity or not. And I think that shows true character.
Carol Wood, Lansing City Councilwoman, our guest on Ebling and You. Carol, when you think about someone like Chris Berryamas, 87 years old, it reminds me that we need leaders of all ages. And I know an awful lot of very, very talented young people who are determined to move to Chicago or wherever. But there is also a group, a core group with Grand River Connection and the like, of young people who are very determined to make Lansing better. And that is their home. They're not about to get up and leave just because of maybe economic hard times.
Well, I think if you look across the nation, you'll see that every group has had, every municipality at one time or another has had difficult economic times. And I think it's whether you are trying to make it better, whether you're trying to come up with suggestions, with plans, with your commitment to doing business here. And when you see that, you see that those things have pulled communities forward. When you see young people that have left, sometimes you've actually seen cities that have died because of that. And it's great to know that we have young people, we have middle-aged people, and we have seniors that are willing to stay here, fight for Lansing. And we all know that it is a great place to live, and that each time we make a movement, we can pull it forward one more step. And I think that's important. And the young people that have gotten involved with great ideas that have brought something different to Lansing. I often talk about with our young students, I might not have looked at a skateboard park as something that Lansing needed, but listened to young people and realized, even though I might not use it, they would. That made a difference.
Come on, Carol, you're not going to use that skateboard ramp.
Oh, I'm telling you, you know, the temptation's been there, but the bones just won't take it, let me tell you. But it's just like the art that was done on the old Deluxe Inn, absolutely fantastic. I've been by there myself a number of times. Family members have taken pictures. We've sent them to others. You know, someone would have said that 5 years ago, people would have said, what are you talking about? And this is another idea, another way to look at something and to say this is unique for Lansing.
Well, Carol, we talk about civility, and we don't have time to get into it, but we will a little bit later in the show. I don't know if you heard the story about the student who was just arrested for throwing a pie in the face of Senator Carl Levin.
Oh, no.
During a question-and-answer session in Big Rapids today. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that and about the political climate and much, much more. Have an interesting and productive session of council tonight, and we will talk with you again very soon.
All right. Thank you very much, Jack.
All right. Carol Wood, Lansing City Councilwoman. And, this is amazing stuff. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about this and much more with Tom Watkins, former state superintendent of schools, coming up next on Ebling & You, 1320 WILS.